Welcome to episode number 18 of Detrás de Mic with Tony, where we discuss sports news and opinions in the fan-based mindset. I'm your host, Tony, and today's episode, we're going to talk about NFL Week 1 is here. Let's go. A little bit of MLB also, but postseason. Man, I'm just going to say this right now, but wow. What a week one. Also, episode 17 is already up for Spanish speaking, and episode 16 in English is already also available on your favorite platform. But let's go back to the NFL real quick. And just, Monk, you know, Rodgers out. Just take a moment for this. The hype of the preseason, the hype of the sign. I mean, Hard Knocks just, you know, completely put this team on Aaron Rodgers, and four snap in, he gets injured. I mean, there's a lot of speculations on it, but 39 years old, type of injury, what it is, it's just bad. But it's what people talk about the whole season, preseason, actually, about how bad the Jets offensive line is. And it makes perfect sense. I mean, four snaps in and this guy gets blitzed. I mean, Zach Wilson is not the best quarterback, right? But you can tell a rookie quarterback getting hit all this time like that last year, they've been Rodgers in, and that didn't change. I mean, the difference is that Zach Wilson can run, Aaron can't, but they got to do something with the offensive line, to be honest with you. They just do. At this point, I mean, somebody's going to get killed. So, but Jets win with a, you know, somebody saw Hard Knocks, the kid that actually, their kid return. Wow. Just completely wow. Guy almost got cut. In Hard Knocks, got cut in for the team. He made us a special team, and he gave him the win week one. That's, I mean, whoever hasn't watched Hard Knocks, you know, no advertisement here, but you got to watch it. Those five episodes, just you want to run through a war or something for him. But NFL week one is back. Let's start with Thursday. Thursday night football when it started. Travis Kelce is not there. Detroit Lions, we talked about them. We talked about them the last episodes. Lions look pretty good. I mean, people are saying about, oh, because if Travis Kelce, you know, if Travis Kelce would have played, would have won, blah, blah, blah. Not here, not there, right? It's the NFL. But, again, we gotta understand. Patrick Mahomes at home against Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions are a good team. People understand that Detroit Lions are a good team. They're not the best, but they're up there. I mean, they might mean the North. Nah, let's go there. Packers going to win the North. That's some, you know, Packers fan. But great game. Started 21-20. I mean, wow. We just, you know, it's out there. Jared Goff, they got a great offensive line, actually. Great running backs, great wide receivers, awesome tight end. I mean, yeah, Tony from the Chiefs have hands of bricks, but here and there, Detroit won, Kansas City lost. I like how it started. On the other hand, Falcons win 24-10. Baltimore just cruise around Houston 25-9. Cleveland beat Cincinnati 24-3. That was something. Jacksonville beat the Colts 31-21. The rookie quarterback played really well. And, you know, not like Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow got paid, and then they only scored 3 points against, you know, Cleveland. Tampa Bay beat Minnesota 2017. That's what I'm saying. Like, Minnesota doesn't have what people are saying. I'm more scared about Detroit in the North. New Orleans beat Tennessee 15-16, and that was a great game, actually. Great defensive battle. San Francisco steamrolled over the Steelers 30-7. McCaffrey went ham. Brandon Ayuk went ham. And Brock Purdy can read a playbook. So all they need is a guy that can read a playbook, and look how great that team is. Plus, their defense is just top three. Washington beat Arizona at home, which that was a pretty interesting game. Packers still own Chicago, 38-20. Jordan Love played great. Looks like a mini Aaron Rodgers out there. You know, threw the ball out when he needed to throw it out. Threw the ball well. It just played really well. Really good football. Vegas beat the Broncos 17-16. Sean Payton took all that crap. What happened? Got beat. That's what happens. Miami and Chargers. What a game, guys. What a game. 36-34, Miami. I mean, Tyreek Hill went for like 400 yards, 65 touchdowns. Just ridiculous. I mean, Justin Herbert also, that team is an offensive mindset. I mean, their defense is not that good, but the offensive is pretty awesome. Eagles went, you know, beat New England, got out of there with a win. I mean, they were playing horrible, and they still won 25-20. Rams surprised everybody. I mean, I didn't even know the names of half of that team, and they beat Seahawks 30-13. And on Sunday night football, you got Dallas just steamroll over Giants 40-0. I mean, they look so bad. It was Dallas defense looked too good, or they were bad as an offensive team. I don't know. Me personally, I looked into this like where are they gonna end? I mean, it's week one. A lot of people got this hype about the Cowboys, you know, top three defense, all the blah, 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 blah. But again, it's week one. Let's hold your horses, people. Next week, though, Thursday Night Football, Vikings at Eagles. Eagles winning. I got that. Some predictions for next week, you know. Sunday, we got Packers at Falcons. Got the Packers. Both actually on the win column. Raiders at Bills. I got the Bills. Ravens and Bengals. I got, that's a great game. I'm going to go Bengals. They're going to have 1-1. Seahawks and Lions. I got Lions. Colts and Texans. That's a disgusting game. I got a tie. I'm messing with you guys. Actually, I got the Colts. Battle of the Rookies. Chiefs and Jaguars, I got the Jaguars. Bears and Bucks, I got the Bucks. Chargers, Titans, I got, also a great game too. I got the Titans, actually. Chargers defense on the running back, and he's awful. Giants and Cardinals, another shitty game. I got the Giants because I know that their quarterback, at least, and Saquon Barkley's there. 49ers and Rams, I got 49ers. Jets and Cowboys, that's a great game also. Depending on how Aaron Rodgers be, both defense, great defense. I got the Jets. I feel the Jets go there and take care of business. It's going to be a fight, but it's going to be a good game. Washington and Broncos, I got Washington Commanders. Dolphins and Patriots, I got the Dolphins. Monday night, we have a doubleheader. So we got Saints and Panthers in one channel, and we got Browns and Steelers in the other channel. I got Saints and I got Browns. So here, there, that's my prediction for next week. On the other hand, you know, in terms of fantasy, not a whole lot. Everybody was pretty low in terms of fantasy. I mean, besides the Chargers and Dolphins game, everything else was like, you know, pretty normal. What my highlights right now, I mean, best catch of the week. I think Garrett Wilson did it tonight, Monday Night Football. Just wow. I mean, if you still haven't seen it, check the highlights, guys. I'll put it on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram in thedraftedmike.tony. I'll upload it there, the reel. But wow, what a catch. I mean, just absolutely perfect. That actually shifted the game, just switched the game completely. Everybody was down because of what happened with Rodgers and the four snaps into the game. Defense kept them there. Three interceptions to Josh Allen. I mean, 7-8 sacks. They just steamroll on their defense part of it. I mean, but yeah. At the end of the day, it's just a matter of like understanding that if Rodgers is out, how that team is going to react. Here's the thing, though. Rodgers being out and being a mentorship towards Zach Wilson is a great thing to see. Because during Hard Knocks, again, not advertising, but during Hard Knocks, you can see that the right questions were requests. Also, you know, and Rodgers was so into it. We're like showing him how to read the defense, giving different routes, the no look pass. I mean, if Zach Wilson started believing in himself, I mean, they threw into the wolf today, like four snap into the game. I mean, you're not ready for it. You're expecting Aaron Rodgers to just steamroll over these people. And it will be a different game Aaron Rodgers was playing, because that defense, Jets defense, is just amazing. But on the other hand, I can see a different Zach Wilson this year, to be honest with you. I'm not saying he's going to be great, but I think if they rely on the three horses back there, the running backs, I mean, they got three now. Carter, Hall, Dalvin Cook. And you know, veteran Dalvin Cook can help him also, but they gotta be a better as an offensive line. I mean, no matter who quarterback you have now, you saw that no matter what quarterback is their offensive line is trash, and that's where I'm concerned about next week, because the Cowboys' defensive line is pretty fast and pretty stout. But we'll see how that goes. Ravens, they lost Dobbins of an injury in the first game. I mean, it's awful. It's bad. I hate injuries in week one. It's just bad. I mean, you expect every team to be 100% and give their best, right? But that happened to the Chiefs, happened to Baltimore. I mean, happened to the Jets right now. We'll see. Great games all around it. Week one was amazing. If you guys have any questions in terms of like in the week one, just leave it in the comments. Let me know, you know, tag me or something. But I feel like Falcons has a chance this year. Detroit and Packers are going to be up there in the 1 and 2. Still, you know, I feel Burrow's bounce back next week. It just week by week basis. But that injury, it just bad. I mean, like there's no fans and buts. It just bad injury for Rodgers. I mean, I was pumped, and everybody knows I'm a Packers fan, but I like Aaron Rodgers. I like that part of arrogance from him. So, but love what I saw around NFL this past weekend. It just. Every team has something to play for, meaning they want to start the year fast, right? Start the year running. And it was great. It was great times, great performances between the teams. Won whoever needed to win, and the losses were like, you know, the biggest losses, like I said, like concerning Vegas, right? The Vegas odds. Kansas City was a big loss. Cincinnati and Cleveland Brown, that was a big loss. Tampa Bay, Minnesota, that was also a loss. Besides that, every single other team besides the Chargers was a toss-up. Seahawks, that was a big loss. So those four games were like the biggest drought. Giants and Cowboys, they had the Cowboys winning, but not that way, 40-0. So it was... It was something else. I mean, it was a statement. People say it's a, you know, statement. So we'll see. We'll see how it's going to be, how it's going to affect. But at the end of the day, I understand, like, the concerns out there for each team, how they lose week one. I mean, we got 16 more weeks of NFL. So about week five, week six, we'll start worrying about it. On the other hand, Atlanta, in the baseball side of it, Braves clinched a playoff spot already on Sunday, yesterday. Also has 50 bombs. They got a doubleheader playing right now against Phillies today on Monday. They got one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday. But you know what's the great thing about it? Their magic number is four. They're playing against Phillies. They need to win three out of four at Philadelphia, and they'll clinch the division. Acuña might be the first guy to go 40-70 right now. How insane is that numbers? Like, it just, there's not like a right or wrong way to say that. That is up there. You know, it just, I don't even know how to explain that part of it, because like he right now is batting 334 with only 76 strikeouts, 65 stolen bags, has 36 bomb, has 32 doubles, 195 hits. I mean, he's getting close to 200 hits, 131 runs. At the end of the year, they might be the first team to have five guys hitting 30 bombs. I mean, he needs just one more, obvious Aussie. Eddie Rosario has 21. He can be the first guy to hit 25. Murphy has 20. He just like goes left and right in terms of numbers. I mean, what a powerhouse. Olsen's two away to pass all time. Andrew Jones of 51. So we'll see how it's going to be. Philadelphia, on the other hand, they're playing for their life, because here's the thing about this in the wild card. That's the most important part. Philadelphia is up for 3.5 games. They're 79-65. The Cubs are 78-67. They're playing Colorado. And they won two in a row. Philadelphia won one. If Atlanta win the next two games, and the Cubs win the next two games, Philadelphia goes down to second place, and the Cubs goes to first, and at the same time, Atlanta clinch the division. So it's like the trifecta. But then you have Miami out there. You have Arizona, third place in the wild card. So, I mean, we'll see. It's going to be pretty interesting how it's going to be, how it's going to react to those teams. And that is the first team to clinch the playoff spot. They got 94 wins. Then the team next to them are the Orioles with 91 wins. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Last 3 weeks of the season, going around the league, I mean, Baltimore just destroyed Cardinals today. Tampa Bay's at Minnesota. They won 7-4. Texas won 10-4 against Toronto. That was a great win for them. They needed it for sure. They needed it. I mean, because like Houston, he just took over again. So they're first. I got them as first, like, still. So then you have Milwaukee still. They won 12-0 against Miami. We got good baseball coming up in the next couple of weeks. Next week, you know, Phillies come back to town. Who wants it more? Pretty much, that's what it is. Dodgers are tied. We don't know. They're first right now in their division, but they're playing San Diego. San Diego's eliminated already. Colorado's eliminated. You know, our division, mathematically, Miami, Mets, and Washington are eliminated through the wild card. Miami can still come in. Olson was player of the week last week. I mean, the guy just rakes. Number one in RBIs, number one in home runs in the majors, batting 272 right now. In the wild card part of it, you got Tampa first, pretty substantial first place. Then you have a virtual tie between Seattle and Texas. And then you got second place, you got Toronto. But they're all half a game in front of it like that. So Toronto loses again. Texas win. Texas goes to second place. Toronto goes to fourth. Yankees technically are eliminated. Boston still has a chance. They're six games outside the wild card. But, I mean, they got to pass Texas, Seattle, Toronto to get there. I mean, MVP race right now, Acuña is still first, I feel. And he made a statement, so he's definitely first. Mookie Betts is still close second. Freeman's out of it. Olson's out of it. So it's between those two. Otani, on the other hand, I feel like they haven't played him since the injury and stuff like that, so they want to play him. But, I mean, it's one of those things like, okay, don't play him, but yeah, I don't know how to explain it. He needs to play. To win the world, to win the MVP, he needs to play. Unless he can anymore. He always has a lot of cramps, so we'll see. In terms of the field right now, you got on the standings, you got these different teams where they're trying to fight. I mean, the AL West is so close right now. Houston just took over. They're two games in front of Seattle right now. Houston, I think they lost against Oakland, if I'm not mistaken. They would lost 4-0. They Valdez lost, of course. They only had three hits. So, yeah. It's good to know that Oakland has something to play for. I don't know. No, they don't. But, yeah. I mean, it's going to be great. It's going to be a great finish of the season. Play hard, play fast. And we'll see how it's going to be in terms of the difference. When I say difference, it's like how one team will react to the other and what they do. So, at the end of the day, one of the things I want you to people understand is like Braves right now, they got all the winning pieces to win. Dodgers right now, they need a little bit for their bottom of the lineup. Milwaukee has the best pitching staff to win it. For the postseason, of course. Orioles all around, their bullpen is stout. They're number one bullpen right now, I think, in the contention. All-around team, Tampa Bay is still the all-around team for me. Houston is another all-around team. I think their hitters make their pitchers look better because they're always playing from behind. But yeah, those are my, me looking at the stats and the standings. In one perspective, to understand about the NMLB right now, it's like besides the Braves, everybody has something to play for. Braves are now trying to play for the division win, but everybody else started to play for spot in the playoffs, which is really important, more than even the division win. Because like, if you get in the playoff for the past couple of years, some teams like Phillies got to the World Series. I mean, other teams in the wild card got to the World Series. So they've been playing postseason baseball since September 1st. So we'll see. Again, a little bit recap. Week one in the NFL was great. And Rodgers is injured. So we'll see how it's going to affect the next couple of weeks with the Jets. I mean, if he's out by week four, he's going to go, I don't know. That defense is pretty good, but I don't think they're going to hold every single quarterback like they did with Josh Allen. We'll see. I mean, prove me wrong, right? In the meantime, please give me some likes, follow, 5 stars on this. Give me some comments. Let me know what you guys want to hear next week. Any improvement you guys want to talk to me about, let me know, please. Leave me in the comment section. And, don't forget to hit the like and share this, follow this And most likely, hey, I'll see you next week. Thank you.